It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports on this Friday afternoon. Mark, you're still at the day job? What are those people doing to you?
Yeah, it's not bad. Getting out soon and have a weekend coming up.
I'm glad to hear that. So what's going on? I know there have been, as always, teams and schools need to be flexible. There have been some postponements and COVID issues, and then maybe some weather stuff coming in on Monday. Have we lost too many games for the weekend?
The game we're supposed to do, half of our schedule got changed for tomorrow. We're doing Caribou at Foxcroft. The boys' tilt got canceled, but we'll have the girls' action starting tomorrow afternoon, JV video at 1:30, and then the varsity game to follow. So we'll have that, but the boys' game did get postponed, and you know, a lot of things going on, and some schools are out until the 24th or whatever, and so it's a changing every day. It's really tough to kind of post a schedule and know what's happening day to day because it changes. If I post a schedule Sunday for the whole week, it changes by Tuesday or Wednesday. So you know, it's a little more difficult that way this year. But hey, at least there's games, and right now there's still a tournament coming up.
Absolutely. So in the last week, what have been the games of note?
Well, I think something to know is, because it's coming up, and is how well Brewer and Nokomis are doing, because they meet coming up, and it's going to be very exciting and a great atmosphere. So I think that's something on the boys side that you know, kind of to watch. They haven't really had a real close game in the last week or so, but they continue to impress, and it's going to be a lot of fun when they meet again. On the girls' side, we had a game last night. Foxcroft kind of made a statement. They defeated Central, a tough Class C team. Foxcroft's going to be competitive in B, and they defeated them. And it's really 32 minutes of pressure. You know, you don't see that style a lot, but they go 9 or 10 deep, which not a lot of schools do. And you know, and it was very impressive, the style of play. We'll actually, as I said, have them again tomorrow when they host Caribou. So you know, there's a couple things in the last week.
We're talking with Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. Obviously, the Flag Boys getting a lot of attention, but who've been some of the other individual performers that have impressed you so far this season?
Izzy Allen is definitely a name. She's already from Central. She verbally committed to UMaine, already. Amy, Coach Vashon, already got her there. As I said, she's verbally committed there. Too young to actually sign the letter, but that's how impressive she is, and she's been very, very impressive. Every game we've seen, we've got it. You know, we've had them quite a bit. She's won. Abby Knapp last night for the Foxcroft Academy. We talk about the players that get a lot of points. Well, she got 19 rebounds, and she kind of dominated the boards, and big reason why Foxcroft won that game. Boys rank, Will Casnias is, one of the top players in Class C for Dexter. He's very, very impressive. Philip Brickage for Foxcroft Academy, foreign exchange student who's been really dominant. He's been able to take over games, and he's a big reason why that team's 7-1. Those are a few on both girls and boys side.
And Mark, what classes do you think maybe will be the most competitive as we get closer to tourney time?
Good question. I guess looking at it like Class A, everybody expects Nokomis and Brewer to meet in the regional final, kind of, so if they either one of them lose, it's going to be kind of a big upset. I think Class B boys, I think Ellsworth's the favorite, but I think it's very even afterwards with a lot of good teams. I mean, we've seen MDI play with, Presque Isle, give them a good game. We've seen Caribou, who only has two wins, defeat Foxcroft, who that was their only loss. So, kind of things like that we've seen in Class B, where anybody can beat anybody on a given night. Foxcroft plays Ellsworth next Tuesday. That's going to be quite a battle. Top two teams in Class B. That's going to be interesting. Class C, I think it's pretty even. Class C boys is pretty even. Class C girls is kind of really even at the top. And then there's a lot of, I think Stearns, Central, Penobscot Valley, Hutchton, Dexter, I think right in the mix, maybe Callis too. And then I think it's pretty even after that.
Excellent. Well, it's a fun time of year, even with the postponements. Just got to be flexible. We've learned that, if nothing else, in the last couple of years. So, Mark, we appreciate the update as always. And again, for all the information you need to know about high school sports and more, Eastern Maine sports, the way to go. Mark, have a great weekend, and we'll check in next Friday.
You too, Rich. I want to say, too, congratulations on your new show. That looks like it's going to be fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to that tomorrow night. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Rich. Take care.
You betcha.